The next place I'd like to go, guys, is up to Indianapolis, Indiana. A gentleman that, again, a lot of you have heard some of these kinds of calls before. He's got in excess of 20 years experience in the industry. I'll never forget being introduced to him the first time and looking at his Facebook profile and all his activity out there online. He's basically, I mean, at that time, I basically said, well, what are you? Are you a network marketing analyst or a consultant or what is it? Because he literally has these informational blogs out there online that pretty much explain everything you need to know, A to Z, 1, 2, 3, upside down, inside out, and backwards about network marketing in general. And that's another testament to our opportunity, of course, is that it attracts people, the quality. Well, I don't want to say quality because that's another direction that I'm not trying to express. It attracts the people that have the kind of expertise and experience levels in network marketing and in business like Jeff Adkins. And since that point in time, I've been introduced around a year ago to Mr. Adkins. We've developed a wonderful relationship, just like with Nicole and James. I love the fact that network marketing simply gives you that ability to develop the additional relationships it does. You know, that feeds God's plans for you. You know, he designed you to be a disciple, to share his light and hope, not stay on the couch with bonbons and a remote. And Jeff Adkins absolutely, inspires. He encourages. He educates. He's one of the most gracious leaders I've ever been around. He's one of the most willing people I've ever seen to help someone upline, downline, or sideline from his own organization. And we are really happy to have you on board with us, Jeff. Team Dynasty's blessed, and, of course, Team Blessed is blessed to have you be a part of that organization as well. So if you're on the phone with us, Jeff, I'd like for you to mic up and come on and give us a couple of words from your opinion, please.
Well, I'm here, Todd. Can you hear me okay?
You sound great, man. Take off.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, first, yeah, definitely thanks so much for having me on the call. You know, you can't see me, but I'm blushing here with all your kind words. Really appreciate that. But it's always an honor and a pleasure to be on the call. I'm so pumped up about the upcoming enhancements that have been leaked, I guess, from yourself and others, Mr. Strand and others. But like you said, I've been involved in the network marketing industry for over 23 years, and you know, I had two really close friends that earned over $1 million a year with Excel back in the 90s, and it was about that time that I caught the vision, and I've just been hooked. I've been sold ever since. You know, when Scott Badger and Lydia talked to me about Paid to Save, you know, I was happily growing another company. I wasn't interested. I had blinders on. And when she went over the leadership coding plan in the compensation plan, like James was saying, man, I just got goosebumps because most companies just can't afford it. You know, not on any kind of meaningful scale. And I've had nights where I had trouble going to sleep, you know, the Paid to Save insomnia, just because of how huge our potential is. And now it's happening all over again with residual coding. The one thing I thought was, you know, the only way that this could get any better from the compensation side is if they did something with residual coding on the on the residual monthly side of things. And here they did it. It's not the money that excites me. It's knowing how many lives we're going to change. You know, how much stress we're going to relieve, how much fun we're going to have, how many marriages we're going to save, how many suicides we're going to prevent, you know, how many mouths we're going to feed, just really how much hope we're going to bring into people's lives. Whenever I grew up, I grew up poor. I didn't really know I was poor at the time, but I didn't have anyone telling me that I could be a success. I didn't really have any real world examples. I really had no idea of what success even looked like. And then in the 90s, I'm going to get choked up here, but I was introduced to network marketing through a friend and introduced to a gentleman, a man named Tom Grash. He changed my life forever down in Louisville, Kentucky. He introduced me to the idea. Sorry. goodness. Just thinking about the impact that this man has had on my life today, from something so long ago. It just, he introduced me to the idea of financial freedom, you know, that that we could become free, do more, be more, have more. He introduced me to personal development cassette tapes from Earl Nightingale and Zig Ziglar and just started me on a path. Years later, Tom was the best man at my wedding, you know, because nobody before or even since has made the kind of impact on my life, as nobody has given me the kind of hope, the inspiration, the motivation to succeed that he did. And, you know, sometimes I think that we don't really understand the power of the gift that we have that we can share with people. You know, some of us still have a stigma about network marketing, you know, about MLM, about, you know, that making money off of our friends. Guys, get over it. Embrace it. Our industry is incredible. It offers things that no other industry can offer us. You know, I had a prospect earlier today respond to one of my text invitations to join us on tonight's call. And he's an absolute great guy. I've had longer conversations with this guy over the last year and a half. You know, some of the best conversations about life and business, and I hope he's on the call. Joe, if you're out there, hey. He's always a jokester, you know, and jokingly he replied, is this the night that we find out how we can all become millionaires with Paid to Save? And, you know, I kind of thought about it for a second, and I said, you know, sadly it's not. We're not all going to become millionaires, regardless of how great this opportunity is. Now, this isn't a get-rich-quick scheme. It's a two-year plan or 2 to 5 year plan to become financially free. And even though we all have the same opportunity, only a select few of us are going to follow a proven model, learn the skills, put forth a consistent effort for a long enough period of time to become successful. I reminded my team earlier, or last week or the week before, about Michael Jordan. You know, he was cut from his high school basketball team. And, you know, his coach just asked him, you know, Michael, are you serious about improving, about, you know, do you really think basketball is where it's at for you? And Michael said, you know, yes, coach, I'm serious. And that coach offered to come in an hour early each day before school and work with him one-on-one. You know, Michael was serious. He took him up on the offer. And every day the coach drilled him on the fundamentals. You know, he didn't have him running down the court, doing acrobatic dunks with his tongue out. You know, he worked with him on the fundamentals. And we're no different here. You know, our fundamentals are, you know, the peak pass and plug system that you've, you know, so eloquently described, Todd. You know, peak interest with a simple question. If you can make more money this year than last, giving away a free mobile app, would you want to know more about it? When they say yes, we pass them along a link to a video or a sizzle call, and then plug them into our upline with a three-way call. Let our upline answer all their questions. You know, who can do that? Everybody can. But who does that? I can tell you, not a lot of us. You know, so many of us are out there trying to reinvent the wheel and come up with our own ideas of how we're going to do it. We just need to follow. This is an adult game of follow the leader. We just need to do what the successful people do, and we'll have the results that successful people had. You know, where would Michael be today if he didn't make the sacrifice to go into school an hour early and work with a coach? For that matter, where would he be if the coach didn't make the offer to help him? Guys, every single one of us on the call tonight, we have coaches. We have plenty of them. And every single one of them are going to be at the convention in September. And every single one of us want to help you succeed beyond your wildest dreams. Now, if you haven't bought your ticket yet, you need to do it now. Not now, but right now. You need to make the decision, to make the sacrifices, to do what's necessary to bring success into your life. Now, people you've not yet met are counting on you, just like I was counting on Tom Grash and didn't even know it. All right, back to you, Todd.
Wow, Jeff. You kind of put a lump in my throat there for a second talking about your friend Joe there. You know, what an amazing testimony. What a thought. What an act. Think about this, each and every one of you. Have you ever had an employer at your job have that kind of impact in your life? Some of you may be blessed enough to say you have. I'm not knocking conventional employment or employers, but just think about the impact that Jeff explained and the effect it's had on his life, because he was introduced to network marketing 20 years ago. That's what this is, guys. Network marketing offers extraordinary opportunity out there to all of us ordinary people. You don't have to look far in our society to find out people are in need. Opportunities today are few and far between. There's no bad opportunities inside network marketing, but obviously enough, there are some opportunities that are better than others. Our company, Paid to Save, we're a savings company. We're almost 2.5 years old. We've been debt-free and profitable since the 7th month in business. We're in this grand ride of your lifetime. We are in the process of transitioning from an infant company into a legacy company. Now, everybody knows, basically, for the most part, to enjoy that ride to its fullest extent, to develop wealth along that road, getting involved earlier is always better than later. You know, we're poised to enter into a stage of growth in between there, sooner than later again, called critical mass or exponential growth, where our growth trend goes from a steady rise, from opening the doors to becoming debt-free and profitable, to more momentum and more momentum, to where it almost becomes a straight-up vertical launch. Each one of you that's on this call at this point are in this game ahead of that explosion. You and your families and your future generations are all positioned in the most precious moment in time that you may have ever known of. Whatever you do, don't miss this. Just don't miss this. I look forward to seeing all of you in Las Vegas. That's coming up September 11 weekend, and you get to be around some of the folks that you've just heard from on the call. Maybe there'll be about 1,000 more, just like all of us, inspiring and cheering on one another as champions in this industry, as entrepreneurs, as people that are trying to make a difference in their lives, like James said, trying to do a little more to get a little more, not accepting defeat regardless of circumstances. Well, I couldn't be more excited about our opportunity, and I couldn't be more happy for each of you enjoying it. And I can't wait to enjoy all your success together for many years to come. Thank you. Be sure and call back on the live opportunity call at 9 o'clock.